大道匆忙，记忆是那娃娃滴滴，娃娃滴滴，哦，身上啊啊，咕咕，记忆温暖，记忆是那 baby， 爱，记忆温暖 ，baby 有有 baby， 爱，记忆温暖 ，baby 有永远的我，别别别别别别抱怨 ，lady 有有有我，别别别别放马。Live from KPHX Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment's Fall TV Preview. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Joseph J. Erdo, one of your hosts, as well as producer and film critic. And in studio also we have Eric Reinert behind the glass. How you doing, Eric?
Good.
Oh, nice. And this, of course, is TV Set, sung by Spoon in honor of Breakthrough Entertainment's Fall TV Preview. Joining us shortly, I hope, will be Dave Isaac and possibly Greg Isaac. We'll see. And either that or maybe they're stuck in someone's TV set. Oh, no, they're here. He's not all covered up in bugs. But Dave Isaac will be joining us in just a moment. Yes, we are streaming live on Meerkat as well, behind the scenes. You can check out all the behind-the-scenes action during the show and during our breaks. It's going to be a nonstop fun show. TV set. I watch TV. I watch TV. Come on, Dave. I see you in my TV set. Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't see you because I don't see TV.
Nobody be upset. This is Breakthrough Entertainment's Fall TV Preview. What an amazing show we have, Dave. While you set up, yeah. I know you got some things to tell our audience, but while you set up, I want to let our listeners know this is one of our most jam-packed celebrity jam shows we have. Among our guests, from Instant Mom, actress Tia Mowry. She plays Stephanie Phillips. And then I'm super excited about this. We've had him on the show before. But Atticus Schaefer from The
Not
Middle.
Atticus Schaefer.
Yes, he's back on today's show.
No way.
Brick Heck from The Middle.
And Eric got a haircut again.
I've had this for 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. And also, this is super exciting, Sean McGuire. Once Upon a Time, one of the most popular hit shows on TV right now. Once Upon a Time, we have Robin Hood on today's show. He steals from the rich and robs from the poor.
Oh. he steals from George Bush and gives it back to George Bush.
I just said he robs from both people. Oh. But then also we're going to be speaking with a few musicians, including pop artist Tyler Ward, about his Yellow Boxes tour. He's going to be here in Phoenix on Thursday.
No way.
So are the Motown Miracles.
Yeah.
So we're going to have an absolute blast throughout today's show. With everyone, it's going to be super exciting. And, of course, we're also going to be talking about several movies, 12 Rounds 3, Lockdown, 90 Minutes in Heaven, and Slow Learners. Dave, did you see any of those?
I saw one out of three.
Which one?
90 Minutes.
90 Minutes in Heaven? And I want to remind everyone, we are streaming live audio and video on Meerkat.
Yeah, but it's always on you.
Well, it is right now because I.
Is that because I'm ugly, really?
No, it isn't.
Admit it. Come on, Eric.
It's because
what do you think?
We need a dedicated cameraman.
I was just looking at the Motown's The Miracles.
Yeah, pretty cool,
Facebook.
Huh?
And next week, we've got an in-studio guest as well. They've got a movie coming out, and so that's going to be super exciting as well.
Excellent.
So, like I said, it's super exciting stuff.
This is
coming
fun
up.
Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This is the most action-packed we've ever had.
Most action-packed.
We've had a lot of guests, but I think it's almost exclusively guests, almost.
We want to thank all of our listeners and watchers on Meerkat. I keep saying this, but go to Meerkat. The Meerkat app, you can get it on the iOS store or the Play store. I don't quite understand all that. Or you can also stream it online, meerkatapp.co/breakthroughentertainment. But we are at Breakthrough Entertainment. That's where you can find us, and that's where you can give us your comments and tell us what you think of the new fall TV season.
It's even easier if you just go to meerkatstreams.com.
That's also, you know what? That's true. Well, I'm trying to get Greg to put, Dave, let's get Greg to put this on our face, on our website.
Like a little application or something?
We can put there's a widget.
Yeah.
I sent Greg the information.
Oh, you
and
did?
Then all we have to say is go to breakradioshow.com.
That'd be easier.
Super easy.
Wouldn't that be easier?
That'd be much easier.
Okay.
Yeah, much easier.
I agree.
But
now, did you say you can get the app on Playboy or
Play Store.
Oh, I thought you said Playboy.
At the Castle Boutique, I think you can get it.
What? Oh, have you been there?
No, I have not.
That's
you know what that is?
Cat.
Huh?
You know what that is?
They it's like where like the medieval times that you put the like they feature that in the Cable Guy with
no.
the and Jim Carrey put the chicken skin
the
on
the Castle
his.
Boutique. Eric, you know what that is?
Yes, Dave. I don't hang out there, though.
I know, but he's saying it's medieval times. It doesn't
sound... What is
sound...
that? There's a place on Bell Road. It's called the Candy Store. I went in there, and they did not have any candy.
Oh, yes, they did.
Yes, they do.
Oh, well, I...
It's $5 for each piece of candy.
Yeah, well, a lot more than that.
Well, then you're going to have to take me there, because I was confused.
No, it's $5.
Five? Is that it?
Last time I was there. I mean, not that I've been there.
What?
Well, then you're a better negotiator than I am.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, we're talking about 95.
Wow. We've got a lot of people following us and restreaming us. We want to thank everyone on Meerkat.
Oh, I wasn't talking dancing.
What did you get? Okay. Well, you know what? We don't want to know what Dave got. Dave?
Yeah. Let's do the reviews.
The reviews? Okay. All right. So
it's 10 after.
Well, first of all, which movie did you see? So
I saw 90
Minutes in Heaven. Okay. Well, let's start with 90 Minutes in Heaven then. This is a movie that opened yesterday starring Hayden Christensen as a man who was involved in a horrifying car crash and pronounced dead, only to come back to life an hour and a half later. Eric, they cover this guy. He has this automobile accident. They cover his vehicle with this tarp, and they pronounce him dead. And,
yeah.
And then 90 minutes later...
He comes back.
So, and he claims that to have seen
that
heaven.
That sounds like a religious story or something.
It sounds like a faith-based movie.
It is a faith-based movie. It's inspired by a book. It's based on a book that was inspired by a true story. Basically this guy's true story. With the support and prayers of his beloved wife, played by Kate Bosworth, their three kids and friends near and far, he clings to his faith in God and fights to regain a semblance of his previous life. Dave, I really like this movie. We'll hear your thoughts in just a moment, but it's leaps and bounds more entertaining and convincing than last year's Heaven is for Real. I don't remember if you saw that one. Came out around Easter.
That was about the little boy?
About the little boy.
No.
That one was really annoying and anticlimactic.
I don't remember that one.
You know, yes, this is faith-based, but you know, it's beautifully moving, exceptionally encouraging, even without the spiritual aspect. The story of a man's struggle to come to terms with such a deeply devastating experience is absolutely absorbing due to the depiction of resilience and love. But then once we're granted a glimpse at said man's 90 minutes in heaven, I mean, because we do get to see some glimpses of that in the final act of the movie, I thought that was just absolutely, you know, full of hope. We're overcome with hope, and the movie climbs to a completely different level of significance. Yes, it's not for everybody. This movie is not for everybody, but I believe that it is filled with hope, and I'm giving 90 Minutes in Heaven a thumbs up.
Excellent. Do you think it's hope for? Do you think it's a type of movie that Kim Davis would like?
Who's Kim Davis?
Eric, you know who Kim Davis is?
Yes, the county clerk who refuses to give out gay marriage.
Yeah,
license.
So she went to jail.
No, probably not.
Because she of her religious faith, which is fine.
Her
I mean, she can believe
she's being held prisoner by her faith.
Yeah, it's not really not. I mean, you know, she doesn't have to. She can believe what she wants, and that's fine. But if your main job is to give out marriage certificates, right, you better get a different job.
Yeah,
that's my opinion. I'm sticking to it. Fox News. Okay,
that's like the Muslim guy who refused to serve cocktails on an airplane.
Oh, really? That's what happened?
There was something in the news about that.
Oh. So, yeah, I did see this movie, and actually, it would have helped if I knew it was a true story beforehand.
You do know at the end, because you get to see the guy that it's based on.
What's interesting is my review changed when I knew it was a true story.
Okay.
Because I go, this is sort of a slow, you know, who made up this story? But when it was true, it completely changed to a thumbs up.
Yeah,
and I did like it. I'm not sure the scenes of heaven to me were. It was a little fuzzy, a little unclear,
cloudy.
Well, because we don't know those people that he's referring to and stuff.
Well, that's
you know.
True.
So I mean, I see where you're coming from with that.
Oh, from that standpoint, no, I like that part. Yeah, with all the people, but just the overall
idea of it.
I don't know what could have been different, but maybe that's what he saw.
We don't know.
If that's what he saw, that's what he saw. So, but I thought it was really full of so much stress and pain. I mean, in a good way, meaning, hey, life is stress, life is pain, life is overcoming that. Life is having, and I thought the central theme was having a purpose. What is your purpose? Mm-hmm. See, if he didn't find his purpose, I think his life would have been different.
Yeah,
his purpose was to share, and there's some nice scenes.
And share some hope with people.
And he did.
Yeah.
And by the way, his wife, wow, she's cute.
Kate Bosworth?
She is cute, isn't she?
Yeah, she's, yeah.
Would you,
you know,
go out with her?
Yeah, no, anyone... What?
You would not
my cup of tea.
Now, anyone with two different color eyes, 602-252-1480,
I'm
interested.
She has two different color eyes?
You didn't know that, Kate Bosworth?
What happened?
It's what happened. She was born that way.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's like Lady Gaga. I was born
Well, she
this
was
way.
Cool. And I thought it was pretty realistic. I mean, they're both very faith-based. But, you know, that is stressful. And she, yeah. at times, had to make certain decisions on her own, and you know,
and you agree that even without the spiritual aspect, it's a very strong, moving movie because of that. You know, it that's devastating what he went through.
Well, there's no question. It's just horrible. Many people would lose a will to live, which was also another message in there. I thought it was a test of strength, a test of marriage, a test of life, and it's not for everyone. I mean,
right.
You got to look beyond the world to appreciate this. The world is a delusion. A world is, or I should say, an illusion. And the world, if you think this is it, well, you're wrong.
And Dave, I finally saw that movie that you saw. We had some guests on from it. Another faith-based film.
Which one?
Do You Believe? Remember, you saw that one earlier this year.
Yeah.
Do You Believe?
Remind me a bit.
It was kind of like Crash, only it was made into a faith-based film.
Yeah, I think I liked it, right?
Yes, you liked it a lot, and you were telling me that I really needed to see this movie. I finally saw it.
Did you like it?
Yes, I love the movie.
Ooh.
It is great. So, and again, you view it, you have to have an open mind. You have, like you said, you know, have a greater view of things and just an open mind.
I think so, too.
Yes. And
so when you said the movie might not appeal to somebody, are you speaking of atheists?
Well,
probably.
Yes, them, and if you do have a very closed mind and you're very skeptical, because there are things that are a little bit far-fetched in the movie, we don't know what happened. We don't know what happened, you know, but I tend to think, let's just agree with the most the story that has the most hope, the version that has the most hope.
So what did he do while he was in heaven for 90 minutes?
He met all of these people who. Well, no, I don't want to.
Roller coasters.
I don't want to reveal it. Yeah, he rode roller
coasters.
Like
Christmas every day.
He met Mickey Mouse. Right.
I didn't see that part.
I didn't either.
Oh,
throwing Eric off there.
Ice cream all day long.
No ice cream, but they have the best Italian food.
Yes, best Italian food. A couple other movies that opened yesterday. Slow Learners. We talked about this one last week. Adam Pauly and Sarah Burns play close friends and coworkers who, embarrassingly unlucky at love, hatch a plan to transform themselves over the course of a sex and alcohol-fueled summer. We spoke with the director last week. And, you know, there's a handful of scenes in Slow Learners that will leave you in absolute stitches. We actually discussed one of these scenes, Eric, last week on the air when we were talking about the story for the film, the script. And the director, one of the directors, told us that the story was kind of an outline, and it was, a lot of it was improv. There is a scene during a book club meeting that is absolutely hysterical, talking about burying girlfriends in the past. And then they think, well, what does that mean? Did you kill somebody? Did you kill a girlfriend? No. So it is...
That reminds me of the movie Burying the Ex.
Yeah, Burying the Ex, which is, yeah, exactly. So the movie will leave you in stitches. The high level of laughs that this new comedy is able to achieve is a true testament to the talent of stars Adam Pauly and Sarah Burns. I know, Dave, you really like Sarah Burns. You're a fan of hers.
Yes. Where have I seen her?
I don't remember.
He doesn't even know who she is.
But she sounds pretty cute.
You wanted to have her on last week.
She sounds cute.
Sarah Burns.
Yes.
She was in the movie.
She's in Slow Learners this week, but you said that she was in something else that you liked.
Enough Said.
Enough Said. Okay, yes.
Love
that was a good movie.
Remember, we saw that at Phoenix Film Festival.
Yes, yep.
That was a great movie.
So the supporting cast members are great in this as well. Perhaps it's because the characters are so relatable in their quest to go from quirky to cool overnight. The movie is so amusing. It is predictable in its eventual destination, but the journey to get there is extremely enjoyable. Thumbs up for Slow Learners as well. So that leaves us with 12 Rounds 3 Lockdown, Dave. Did you ever see the first 12 Rounds?
No, but I went 12 rounds one time with Muhammad Ali.
Oh, congratulations. I would almost think that, Eric, you'd have to have seen 12 Rounds.
I'm sure I did. Who was in it?
It's that guy, the big tough guy from...
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Danny Trejo.
John Cena.
Oh, John Cena's in that.
Yeah, I don't know.
WWE.
Yes, yeah. He was just in Trainwreck. But John Cena was in this movie, and he has to go. He has to do 12 rounds. It's like a game. It's kind of like that Michael Douglas movie from
The Game.
Yeah, The Game.
Kinda that's a great movie.
Yeah, that's a really, really good movie. Only this is 12 rounds in, you know, action packed way. Kind of like a cheap thrills kind of thing.
I don't think I have seen this.
Well, the original,
like a Hunger Games.
Kind of
from the director of Die Hard 2 and the producer of Speed.
Yes, it was. Randy.
Hey,
Hart,
that's
Randy
good.
Hart.
Yeah, Where did you learn to do that?
Don LaFontaine.
Oh, that's really good.
Well, 12 Rounds, the first one, I thought was a great movie. There was a direct-to-DVD sequel called 12 Rounds 2 Reloaded. That one was pretty good as well. You know, when a sequel swaps out actors and characters, it's frustrating enough. I think that we've learned that with like the Transporter, the latest right. Transporter, which I haven't seen, but
except
a lot
for
of people,
James Bond.
Right. But then we've got, when it swaps out the entire structure and it can no longer be considered a sequel, 12 Rounds 3 Lockdown has absolutely nothing in common with the 2009 thriller starring John Cena from which it derives its title. The 12 rounds are no longer a game. It's ammunition as opposed to challenges, and it waters down the engrossingly innovative format to boringly generic actioner. If there was any case for someone to sue a studio for misrepresentation, then this would most certainly be it. Thumbs down for 12 Rounds 3 Lockdown.
Wow, so you're saying Doris should sue them for...
Yeah, I'm saying that Doris, you know, hire our attorney, Doris Markovic. That's
oh,
Markovic
now she's
with
our attorney?
As well, do you have an attorney too?
She's
yes,
your
I
attorney.
Do, actually.
Oh,
no, she's your
attorney?
New... No, she's...
All of us have attorneys.
Except
for you, Joseph.
She's Eric's... yeah, I guess we do. Eric's attorney now.
No,
she's good.
No, I have one already.
You do?
You.
Now
right.
we've got to keep going into our next segment, but I want to hear what Trisha had to say about those the three movies.
Let's get her on camera here.
Oh, hello,
are you?
I'm here.
Oh, I got the wrong camera on. All right,
it's just still looking at you.
He's showing an empty chair, right? Hello.
There you go. Yeah, I was showing that chair.
I got you. That's where I normally sit. So right, I just threw him for a loop, you know.
Yes. All right. So let's go through what we did. We did 90 Minutes in Heaven. I gave it a thumbs up. Dave gave it a thumbs up. Trisha?
Oh, we have time for me to do it? Okay.
Briefly.
Yes. I am giving it a thumbs up. It started out and I thought, oh my gosh, it's going to be preachy. They've got the Christian music going and I thought it was going to be kind of cheesy. They did an excellent job. And okay. I think having the person himself at the end...
That made it.
And mm-hmm. I will tell you this, and I hate to be negative to our prop masters out there, but the medical side of it was so wrong.
Oh, I know.
I was like, they didn't even have a cap on his IV. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, no.
Well, and then the thing that bothered me is that someone was able to get into that car quite easily.
Yeah, when the firemen all needed to have... Well, but he got into the car, but you remember, he could... not get into the actual patient.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
right.
So I mean...
Right. So, but thumbs up.
Yes.
Nonetheless.
Oh,
okay.
Yes. Thumbs I up. Did. And I'm surprised because going into it, I thought it might be a thumbs down.
Okay. And then, so Slow Learners, I gave it a thumbs up. I think I said that last week, but I made it official this week, Slow Learners.
Okay.
You didn't care for it as much.
I didn't care for it as much, and I'll tell you why. In the end, it came around and had a good storyline. However, I think they spent too much time in the middle where a lot of it wasn't really necessary.
So I disagree. I thought that the middle was the most fun and the end was predictable and just sort of like, you know, the everyday stuff. I liked it because it was so improv. That book club meeting?
Yes. The book club, I enjoyed the book club meeting. I'm talking about after the photo booth.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, after the photo, up until then,
right.
It. But I think they kind of took it a little long.
They stretched it out a little bit.
I think the photo booth should have been the beginning of the end of summer.
Okay, yes.
Instead of being kind of the middle of summer.
I can see that.
If that's not a spoiler alert.
Yeah, I can see that. So is it still...
It's still a shaky moderate thumbs up, but yes, it's still a thumbs up.
And now 12 Rounds 3 Lockdown, you did see that?
Yes, I did.
Have you seen the original for 12
no.
Rounds? Oh, okay.
But I expected when I saw it was WWE Pictures, yeah. I was like, okay, I know what to expect. And I was like... wait a minute here. And I didn't get that the 12 rounds were weaponry.
Yes.
I mean, ballistics
right.
or ammunition. until pretty far into the movie.
Right. And
that
so
it dawned on me. Of course, I was seeing it on not very much sleep, but I still enjoyed the movie.
It's okay as an actioner.
But yeah, it's an action film, but it is fairly predictable. And I will tell you, it does bother me sometimes, and hopefully it is not art imitating life. We know there are some horrible bad cops out there.
Yeah.
But in so many of these films, there's like one good one and a whole mess of bad ones.
Yeah.
And that bothers me. So I kind of wish, especially in this day and age and right now with everything that's going on, that it could be that person is the anomaly, not the norm.
Right, right. But so you can imagine how I would be frustrated if you were expecting a completely different storyline, something where 12 rounds was a game that they had to play, and then all of a sudden 12 rounds is ammunition. It changes the whole structure of the movie, and you know, I'm not saying that anyone should sue the studio.
Of course not.
I'm just using that as an extreme. I'm just saying that, you know what, it's really kind of, it's not false advertising, because I think it's clear in the trailer that it's a little bit different than the previous two, but just using that title is very frustrating to viewers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the worst of all to me, I really enjoyed the first two.
Mm-hmm.
I think they killed it with this one, because you know, you can't keep going in the franchise if you've completely changed your structure.
Well, and I will tell you that I liked the title, and that's why I went ahead and rented it to watch it, because the Arizona Rattlers, what do they say? Third down, lockdown.
That's right.
So I saw three in lockdown. I was like, yes! Yeah. And it made me think of my Arizona Rattlers, too.
Ah, excellent.
Yeah. So anyway, but that also got a thumbs up from me.
Well, mm-hmm.
Oh, three thumbs up?
Yeah, three thumbs up.
Oh.
Yeah. But,
so this is good.
But the one, Slow Learners, was a moderate thumbs up. And and it was because of the surprise to me that it wasn't as preachy as I was afraid, because you know what, Heaven Is Real,
yes, I did not care for that one.
That
I remember you
tended
liked it.
Well, I liked the kid part of it,
okay,
but I think again that they had too much preachy in it.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I'm a spiritual and religious person, but I believe that there is truth in pretty much every religion.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can gather wonderful things from everybody, and so I just don't really, I don't like it if somebody's trying to really kind of push their particular religion on people.
Kim Davis.
Hey.
All right, Dave. We got too much in the show to be upset. All right,
yeah.
So let's go ahead and take our first break. It was Breakthrough Entertainment's fall TV preview. My favorite TV show, my favorite sitcom right now is Undateable. This is Bridget Mendler singing a song from Undateable, the title song.
That better not be autobiographical.
Undateable?
Well, and lyrics, listen to the lyrics here, because... Here. I got no game. My friends, they're all the same. Undateable.
Oh yeah.
You can't lose if you don't try. That's why me and you were undateable for life. Great TV show on NBC.
And I think that's what Slow Learners was going for.
Kind of, yes. And by the way, Undateable returns, I believe, October 2nd. I'm checking my list here. October 9th, sorry, Undateable.
Oh, October 9th.
October 9th on NBC. Check out Undateable. We'll be back with more fun, a really quick rundown of all the fall TV previews.
He's even running in place. Did you see that? A really quick rundown, running with his hands.
KPHX 1480.
Hey, I look good in black. All right, we'll be right back.